Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri State University's Pride Marching Band is performing in the Presidential Inauguration Parade. It's the first performance in the band's history at the Presidential Inauguration, and we're joined by their director, Dr. Brad Snow. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
That's my pleasure.
How were you selected?
Well, we had to apply, and so we went through the application process, which was pretty intense. It included, submitting basically a resume for our band. We had to submit some footage of the band in action, some general information about the group. And then we were able to get letters of recommendation from the governor, as well as our state representative. So I think that's probably what pushed us over the top.
It's going to be cold. How do you manage that for a marching band when you're going to be outside for quite a while?
Yeah, that's the least fun part about this whole deal. So we've provided everybody in the band with hand and foot warmers. We've bought our color guard scarves in addition to that. And then we also bought everybody in the band some earmuffs. So we're hoping that that will mitigate some of that. And then just, we've constantly encouraged them to, layer up so they're don't have to worry about the cold.
What about the logistics of moving a band of this size and going through probably all the security that you have to go through to perform in an inauguration?
Yeah, so we didn't even find out until December 23rd that we were selected. And then when we found out, we were informed that by December 30th at 1 p.m., we had to have background information for everybody in the band. So, college students, unfortunately, aren't the greatest at checking their email, during the semester. And so we were faced with the challenge of rounding up, personal information for all 350 people in the band in a really short amount of time, which we were able to do. But once we got all that taken care of, then it's just been awaiting information from the organizers. And the organizers were also involved in the state funeral for Jimmy Carter. And so we actually didn't even start to get exact parade details until earlier this week. So, logistically, it's kind of been a full-time job since we found out on December 23rd that we were going.
How do you manage travel for that many members of a band?
Well, we're no stranger to it. So, we already had bus lists, we already had hotel, lists and things like that. So a lot of it is just, recycling information that we had from previous trips. But, when we thought we might get selected, we went ahead and reached out just in case to bus companies, because we wanted to make sure we had bus companies. We also had a hold on some hotel rooms because we knew that was going to be a challenge. So when we submitted the application, we just kind of, assumed that we were going to get picked, just in case. And so luckily, because we did that, we were able to, everything kind of fell in place.
What's it cost to send a band to Washington, D.C.?
We're thinking that we're going to come in between $280,000 and $300,000.
How do you cover that?
Well, we've been really fortunate that we're very well supported by our university. So it's not costing our band program anything. The university has graciously covered all of our travels and all of our expenses.
Talk about what sets your band apart. When we're watching, what are we going to see that makes the Missouri State Pride Band special?
I just think it's our attitude during our performance. Our band is used to high profile performances, and it's something that they, it's almost like a switch that they turn on when they start to perform. So they, I see them every day and it's just, a bunch of college kids, but whenever, they get in that uniform, something changes. And then it's like a switch is just kind of flipped, and they turn into, go into performance mode, and just everything that they do in performance just projects, you know, their passion for what we do. And I think maybe that's what is going to separate us from some of the other groups.
What other major parades have they performed in?
Yeah, over the years, the band has been fortunate to perform in multiple Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades, London New Year's parades, the Tournament of Roses parades, Orange Bowl parade, Chicago Thanksgiving parade. But this is the first time the band has ever done a presidential inaugural parade.
What pieces will you be performing?
Yeah, so we're going to alternate between our school fight song, which is called The Scotsman. So we want to, you know, represent our university. And then a kind of a standard parade tune that the band has done in some of these other parades over the years is a special arrangement of Ode to Joy. So we'll be alternating back and forth between those during the parade.
Now, I'm not sure, do you do any other special moves while you are marching? Is there some choreography that goes along with this?
Not for this one. They were pretty specific that we have to maintain forward motion the entire time for obvious reasons. So yeah, it'll be just, you know, playing and marching this time around.
What are your performers saying about this? You know, how excited are they about this opportunity to represent Missouri and their university?
Yeah, they're super excited about it. You know, you never know with something, you know, that has a little bit of a political element, you know, how everybody's going to react to it. But overwhelmingly, the response has been very positive. Again, they view it as a chance to, you know, perform at a major event. And they're just really excited to show, you know, a part of the country that maybe has never seen them before, what they can do. And so, and we took a poll yesterday, and I would say probably a good 80 to 90% of them have never been to Washington, D.C. So they're excited about that, if nothing else.
One final question for you. What type of commitment does it take these college students to be part of this band?
Yeah, I mean, more than commitment, it takes a really just a degree of passion, you know, because, well, just for this last week in preparation, you know, we've been rehearsing in, you know, near freezing temperatures. So, you know, you kind of have to love what you do. Same thing, you know, during the year, you know, whenever their friends are inside in the air conditioning, they're out, you know, out in the sun, in 100 degree temperatures. So, yeah, just passion is really the most important thing. And I think that, again, you asked earlier what sets us apart, and I think it's the makeup of our students. You know, they love what they do, and they never complain about it, you know, which is really cool. We have a really special group of students in our band this year.
Dr. Brad Snow, MSU Director of Bands, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.